We're back talking Wildcat basketball, joined by Coach Connor Bouchard now. The Houlton boys are 9-5 and winners of three consecutive games since the midseason tournament, beating Riverside, then latest since we've talked, a win over Chapman 50-39, and beat Jeff West last night 48-34. And good wins, Coach. You know, playing good teams, you just keep racking up the W's, good things are going to happen. And I guess the best thing about these last couple of games is that you've been able to jump out to early leads. That was the case against Riverside a bit as well, but you know, leading Chapman early and then jumping on Jeff West 16-6. And is that one of the biggest things I guess you're seeing from your team right now, quick starts and being able to play from ahead in these games?
Yeah, and you know, quick starts are important. You know, later in the season you don't want to ever dig yourself a hole. What we've been able to do through these last three games is learn how to play with leads. And I think it's evident if you watched our games, you know, against Chapman, it was a, you know, we jump out to a 16-4 first quarter lead, and then we kind of lay an egg in the second quarter, offensively especially, and defensively as well. And then you have a tie game in the fourth, and then we're able to stretch it back out in the end. You know, had we not built that lead, then it might have been a different story. But then, you know, the growth was what was seeing last night, where we built a, you know, 16-6 lead, and then stretch it out in the second quarter, and we're up by 15 at halftime, and never really ever felt like the game was any closer than that the rest of the way. You know, I know it finished at 14, but we really felt like the game was in control. And we, you know, that's a good feeling to have as a coach when your defense is good enough that the game's always going to be in control when you have a double-digit lead. So, yeah, I do think we improved through these last three games, you know, against some opponents that haven't had as much success. But those are games that you have to win and games that you need to grow from. And I think we've seen, you know, some significant growth, even though not shooting the ball well last night. We did a great job defensively, and that's going to carry you a long way.
Until these three opponents under 40 points. A couple of things and guys that I wanted to give you a chance to comment on. One being Jake Zeller seems to have picked up his scoring. He had a big game, I thought, against Chapman. Some big shots, scored 17 points and maybe seven of those in the fourth quarter. And then against Jeff West, I thought Jace Boswell, the way that he was super aggressive on the glass, especially early on in that game, really piling up a ton of rebounds. So it seems like maybe that physicality and toughness with some of your post players is coming around as well.
Yeah, we need those guys. You know, we've been kind of a three-headed monster for the majority of the season, and you know, it's been Matthew and Tyson and Jalen. You know, those guys have kind of carried the workload when it comes to scoring. But if we can have, and I tell our guys all the time, our best team is a balanced team. You know, you look at our best offensive games we've played, it's been, you know, 15, 13, 11, 10, 9, those type of scoring outputs. And so, Jake was very important, and he won us that Chapman game, frankly. He shot the ball well, and he did a great job, of scoring, you know, filling the void when we couldn't score it elsewhere. And so he really carried us to that game. And then last night he's angry at himself, I'm sure, because he missed three or four easy ones. Mm-hmm. And he could have had another 17.9. But him and Jace both had – I keep telling those guys, our bigs, and I know Jake's not truly a big, but he plays the four for us, they need to be aggressive. And when they're aggressive, it puts so much more pressure on the defense, especially offensive glass and putbacks and getting, you know, scoring in the paint. And I know Jace needs to shoot the ball better from the free throw line, but he got there, you know, maybe seven or eight times last night. Actually, I think he got there 10 times last night. And so, if you can get to the free throw line, I think 50 times almost in our last two games combined, it tells you that you're playing through the post and your bigs are being aggressive, and we need more of that. And if we can shoot the ball a little bit better, you know, from the free throw line and from the three-point line, I think it's going to do a lot for us in the long run.
Final thought, Coach, two tough road games coming up, Friday at Sabetha, Tuesday at Royal Valley. What's the key in going up against some of these top teams in the league now here in your next couple games?
Well, you know, It's a game at a time. They're different challenges, you know. We know Royal Valley's, you know, the best team in the state in 3A, and the undefeated, and they only lost like two games in the past two seasons combined. And they're unbelievably talented, and so it's a rivalry game for us. So you know, we'll be ready. We'll be game for it, and we better be, or we'll get run out of the gym. So we know what that challenge presents. But Sabetha's that's a different story. That's a team that really you know, unbelievably improved from a year ago. I think they're sitting 10-3, maybe 11-3 now, depending on last night's result. And what we really felt like the first time we played them, I think we were a little shell-shocked. I think we came out and got punched in the mouth and didn't respond well. And so it's my hope that our guys, you know, we watch a little film on that and we see kind of, you know, learn from our mistakes and then go on the road with the road warrior mentality and say, hey, you know, it's time for us to take that fight back to them. And they're so well coached and they're so improved and so physical and they got some guards that do some good things. It's going to be a tough environment. But, you know, if you want to, you know, start playing well, and you know, if you want to play well, play into March, you have to start playing well in February. And so this is a time for us to take that next step as a team. And we'll see. We're going to learn a lot about ourselves in the next two games.
Should be fun. Coach, thanks for your time. Best of luck.
Thank you, Justin. Appreciate it.
Connor Bouchard, head coach of the Wildcats. The Holton Locker Room Chat, sponsored each week by Community Healthcare System, the Holton Family Clinic, also by the Farmer State Bank in Holton, and by Boomer Steakhouse.